Prayer is nothing else but union with God. Simply put, God and humankind unite. When one has a heart that is pure and united with God, he is given a kind of serenity and sweetness that makes him ecstatic, a light that surrounds him with marvelous brightness. In this intimate union, God and the soul are fused together like two bits of wax that no one can ever pull apart. This union of God with a tiny creature is a lovely thing. It is a happiness beyond understanding. We can take a moment and make this day, or dedicate this day as a day of prayer. Whatever we do or whatever we say, let it be with the mind that we seek to give praise to God. Literally, as we pray, yes. As we listen, listen for that which is worthwhile and that which will build up our faith life. Speak with friends, fellow fraternity members, with the intent and purpose of building a relationship. Relationship leads to unity. Unity gives harmony. And that's what God seeks for all of us, and that with him and with each other. Please rise. In gratitude, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Madeline?
If you haven't set your books yet, it's on the each side of the room, the one volume and the four volume. For Saturday morning, week one. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible in renown, worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. O praise the Lord, all you nations. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possesses our hearts forever.
All praise the Lord, all you nations.
Okay, penitential rite. Please rise.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who made the priest St. John Vianney wonderful in his pastoral zeal, grant, we pray, that through his intercession and example, we may in charity win brothers and sisters for Christ and attain with them eternal glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and rules with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from Jeremiah 26. The priest and prophet said to the prince and to all the people, "This man deserves death. He has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Jeremiah gave the answer to the prince and all the people. "It was the Lord who sent me and prophesied against the house and city, all that you have heard. Now, therefore, reform your ways and your deeds. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God, so that the Lord will repent of the evil with which he threatens you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me what you think good and right. But mark well, if you put me to death, it is innocent blood you bring on yourselves, on this city and its citizens. For in truth, it was the Lord who sent me to you to speak all these things for you to hear." Therefore, the prince and all the people said to the prince and the prophets, "This man does not deserve death. It is in the name of the Lord, our God, that he speaks to us." But Ahikam, son of Shaphan, protected Jeremiah so that he was not handed over to the people to be put to death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, in your great love, answer me.
Lord, in your great love, answer me.
Rescue out of the mire, may I not sink. May I be rescued from my foes and from the watery depth. Let not the flood waters overwhelm me, nor the abyss swallow me up, nor the pit close its mouth over me.
Lord, in your great love, answer me.
But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving.
Lord, in your great love, answer me.
See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not.
Lord, in your great love, answer me.
Oh,
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On one occasion, Herod the Tetrarch, having heard of Jesus' reputation, exclaimed to his couriers, "This man is John the Baptist. It is he in person, raised from the dead. That is why such miraculous powers are at work in him." Recall that Herod had had John arrested, put in chains, and imprisoned on account of his Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. That was because John had told him, "It is not right for you to live with her." Herod wanted to kill John, but was afraid of the people who regarded him as a prophet. Then, on Herod's birthday, Herodias, his daughter, performed a dance before the court, which delighted Herod so much that he swore he would grant her anything she asked for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Bring me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king immediately had misgivings, but because of his oath and the guests who were present, he gave the order and the request be granted. He sent the order to have John beheaded in prison. John's head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. Later, his disciples presented themselves to carry his body away and bury it. Afterward, they came and informed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Which one do you want me to use? Here.
Okay.
You have this off. Good.
Okay.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do you know them?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know them? What's the most impressionable piece about them? They're in walking in the fire, in the fiery furnace. They're not being hurt. That's the image I want you to hold on to. Because John the Baptist, who was about to be killed, had moved into that fiery furnace in a certain sense. He could not be touched by humankind. He was doing the work of the Lord, much like the prophet Jeremiah and many of the other prophets who were threatened. They moved into that space, into that area, that fire of God's love, and nothing could touch them. My sisters and brothers, we pray. God, I'm in such sad straits. I've got such challenges on my plate. Be with me. I am with you. Oh, God, please be with me. Please, please. I am with you. Oh, God, please be with me. I feel so abandoned. I feel lost. Buddy, I'm next to you. Shut up. But we don't have the benefit of the other piece. We don't hear him saying. We are just so intent upon the challenge that we have, we figure nothing can touch us. But think about it, my sisters and brothers. We've come through those challenges. Maybe a little scarred, a little scratched, but we've come through those challenges. We are here, people of faith. We have been faithful. We've stayed alert to God. We have the faith. And we will have future. Oh, God, please be with me. I feel abandoned. And maybe if you can, smile and just say, yeah, he's probably saying to me right now, I am with you, which, as we know, he is. You've just heard how he was with these two men. He will be with us in the fullness of his life and his love in the Eucharist. Word and sacrament, the two linchpins of faith, God present in both, speaking to us in a language that we can hear, our own vernacular, speaking to us with the from the point of nourishment we can hear, and we can be nourished, and we can be fed. The challenge each of us has is to be open to that and say, yes, Lord, even in the midst of all this challenge, I know you are with me, and I know you will be with me through it. St. John Vianney, I read an excerpt from his writings, from his catechetical writings about prayer. Many of you probably know the life of St. John Vianney, a man who sought to be a priest, believed he had a vocation, a man who was not skilled from an academic point of view. In fact, he was very much hampered. He was steadfast. He was faithful. He was good. He was holy. He had all the elements except an intelligent academic appreciation and embracing of the teachings of the church. To the benefit of his mentors, his directors, they decided to ordain him, but put him someplace that he wouldn't get in trouble. Far away, in some little village, and I mean little. And that's where he went. Dutiful, faithful, obedient. It was a tough crowd that he had there, very tough crowd. But John, being the man he was, filled with God's grace in his simplicity, he preached to the people very simple words. God loves you, God forgives you. And it was like a mantra. There was always that thread of God loves you and God forgives you in all of his sermons. He was challenged by the people. That's all you talk about. God loves us and God forgives us. Do you understand? Do you accept that? Bah! And they walked out. He became known for his ability as a confessor. As people came to him, as they confessed their sins, he was able to see into their hearts a little deeper than what they had displayed. A little bit of a challenge, but they knew it was the truth, and he pursued the truth with them. As time went on, he became quite famous for his ability in the confessional, spending hours upon hours listening to the hearts, to the minds, to the souls of the people who came from all over. My sisters and brothers, we have that great gift, the gift which is pivotal in our faith life. By virtue of the fact that we are human, we are flawed. And God knows us, understands us, and forgives us. We, again, because of our humanity, we wrestle with this idea of pride. We find it difficult many times to go to confession. We find it difficult to say, even in our conversations, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Sometimes we hold on to a position which is truly untenable, but I've said it and that's the way it's going to be. Change of heart, conversion. We heard about it, we speak about it, we pray about it, and once more, we have an example of conversion. The conduit to conversion is multiple. Many of us have read the scriptures and we've been inspired to the point of, yes, I need to change my ways and I will by the grace of God. Many of us have come to this table and said, I need to change. I need to become what I intend when I walk to receive the Eucharist, to become more like Christ. the sacrament of reconciliation. I need to let go of past hurts. I need to let go of the harborings of hate, of grudges. I need to be freed. My sisters and brothers, this is the story of our lives, and it's a celebration. It's not a matter of, oh my God, sin everywhere, every place I turn, I need to change, I need to work on this. Well, praise God that we can see that we have that insight. Praise God that he gives us the opportunity to turn it around. Praise God for the grace that he supplies on that journey to freedom. And that's what our life is about, a journey to freedom. Freedom in Jesus Christ. Freedom in the love of God. Freedom in peace and harmony. Freedom in living, loving, serving, growing in God's grace. Francis embraced the life of penance. Again, many people, when they hear that word, they wince. Ooh, penance. No. Penance leads to freedom. Penance gives us that insight into life, that insight into truth, that insight to be able to celebrate that I am called, I see, I understand, and I pursue resolution. When I find myself sort of just floating in mind and think of something of the past that unsettled me a while ago, and I'm on the verge of taking a big bite out of the next unsettling moment, I stop and I smile. I say, Linus, you know where this goes? Nowhere. Let it go. How many times, or how we can say, I know where this is going. Let me let it go. Let it go. And let me embrace the love that God seeks me to have with him. He is with me. He is with you. Madeline, you need this? Do you guys are.
Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Blessed
be. Wait. Oh. Are we doing petitions?
Petitions. Oh, I don't know who's doing the petition. Am I doing the
petitions? Okay. Prayer
right.
Of the faithful.
All right.
Let us all praise Christ in order to become our faithful and merciful high priest before the Father's throne. He chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer, we ask of him,
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Son of justice, you filled us with light at our baptism.
We dedicate this day to you.
At every hour of the day, we give you glory.
In all your deeds, we offer you praise.
Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word.
Direct our lives in accordance with that word.
Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven.
So that through faith, hope, and charity, we may become through the vision of your glory.
Jesus.
May the love of our own Franciscan vocation bring forth a new era of justice and holiness in the world.
And for what else shall we pray?
Lord,
Let us just voice the petitions, and at the conclusion of all petitions, we will lift them all in prayer at once. With these and all the petitions held in the silence of our hearts, we pray.
Lord, hear us,
the treasure of your love. O good and loving God, you are present with us. Continue to strengthen us, to bless us, to give us the courage to be all that we are called to be. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Go ahead. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed St. John Vianney, so that as you brought him glory, you may through these sacred mysteries grant to us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
For our compassion, for our waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict our Pope and our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all. We pray that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, we pray. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace and peace, Father.
Thank you.
Come behind me, please. My sisters and brothers, this is Jesus Christ the Lord, who came among us to teach us how to live in love and to free us to unity with him, the Father and the Spirit. Behold the Lamb of God. Betty.
Side by side, and we'll mourn people's big names. of the world. Some have honor, some have scorn. At the table of our God, pour out the clay. Come, O Spirit of God, fill us with your courage and prayer. Hurricane and breath, take us on a journey of love. Set the table of our God in the church, in the world, till the children fed and loved, taste and see the light is good. Oh, the Spirit of God, fill us with your courage and care. Hurricane and breath, take us on a journey of love. Oh,
the Canticle of Zechariah. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham,
to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. To shine on the lowly who dwell
in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Let us pray. May partaking at the heavenly table, Almighty God, confirm and increase strength from on high in all who celebrate the feast day of Blessed St. John Vianney, that we may preserve in integrity the gift of faith and walk in the path of salvation you trace for us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The directives for a procession with the Eucharist at the conclusion of the post-communion prayer, there is no blessing, but there is the procession. So if we would please prepare to leave now. Teresa? You what? Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you taking these? Or okay, good. Uh-huh.
Give to us, O saving Lord, the Well, you know what? I think actually next year I'm going to have choir back. Because it's always this commotion up here. And I don't know if maybe even for tomorrow mass, if I can get them to visit this box. That's the problem, is that the microphone comes. But I don't know if we can get them to, I'm not my choir to the other side of the room. And they're behind.